Oh, man. That causes a hitch in the heart. Before car talk, auto mechanics, we can all agree on this. We're not, shall we say, the most admired folks in America. And today we note the passing of Tom Magliazzi. Clack has lost his click. Don't Drive Like My Brother brings a tear to the eye today. The duo who made mechanics happy heroes and made it okay to laugh at your own jokes live on in radio memories.
This guy, you'd have to say, was definitely out there. I mean, that would be a good way to describe him, would you say?
Oh, yeah, he was out there all right, and it took us a while, but we eventually caught on.
Tom and his brother Ray were a local public radio idea dreamed up in Boston, who the audience only had to hear once before falling completely in love. They went national almost immediately, changing call-in radio forever, making callers actual guests, and making show business out of head gaskets, fuel pumps, and timing chains. And you loved it all.
I just wanted to send my condolences to all of us who grew up with Car Talk. Click and Clack were more than entertainment, and it was an American institution.
David from Tacoma Park, Maryland. I learned so much from Click and Clack. I always had a great laugh on the weekend.
My name's Dave Kearsley, and I've been listening to Car Talk for a long time. My favorite memory of Tom is his story about being on the Army firing range and pretending to shoot at the targets by saying bang, 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 and the drill instructor coming up behind him and saying, Private Magliozzi, what are you doing? Really going to miss those guys.
That's a good one. I remember listening to one of the puzzlers, one of you actually shared this on our website, thetakeaway.org, which involved the drive shaft falling off of a car. I knew the answer to the puzzler right away because it had happened to my truck. I learned so much from Click and Clack and always had a great laugh on the weekends. You know, and it wasn't just cars. It was those lawyers, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, right? There was the bowling coach, me knock him down, head of front desk security, Constance Noring, Tom. Thank you for everything you did for all of us. By the way, the fleet manager, Lisa Carr. Drivers, non-drivers, public radio listeners, non-public radio listeners, they were all fans, folks who enjoy the sound of laughter and banjo from everyone at The Takeaway. Here's to Tom Magliazzi and Car Talk.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.